fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. I'm going to continue today to talk about Peter's beautiful hymn, St. Peter's beautiful hymn in his first letter. If you haven't had a chance to listen to the program this week, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. All the programs there are archived, and you can listen to them whenever you want to. Also, while you're there, you can check out our TV shows, The Choices We Face, or Crossing the Goal. Sister Ann Shield's wonderful program, Food for the Journey, is there as well. And there's lots of good stuff on the website. I encourage you just to take a few minutes to browse the website. It's pretty easy to navigate. It's user-friendly. But there's lots of free stuff on there, free talks, booklets. There's a lot of products that are also there for sale that you could buy that can help you in your walk with Christ. And then a lot of information about the international missions that we're engaged in around the world. This year's coming to an end here for us in 2017. But we've done upwards, I think, about 40 or 41 international missions this year. We're going to be doing about that same number next year, sending teams into countries in Eastern Europe, Africa, Asia, the Middle East, places like that, working with bishops, priests, and lay people on the ground in those countries, helping promote the work of the new evangelization to help Catholics be equipped and moving deeply in the Great Commission. It's a fantastic time to be a Catholic. It's a really fun time, but very challenging time. And it's a time when God wants to pour out his Spirit on us in great power, if we're willing. And one of the things I've seen, friends, throughout the world all these years is where God's power is most manifest, where there's radical faith, where there's big faith, many times in the simplest of people, little people with big faith. That is, they believe in a big God, a powerful God, a living God, a loving God, and that they know him. They know that they know him through faith. You know, yesterday I ended the program in this line from St. Peter where he's in the midst of this beautiful hymn and he's describing what God has done. And he said, because of what Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection has done, is given us a hope because we see our future in the resurrected humanity of Jesus Christ. And we know that his existence, which is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, forever in glory, that existence, we receive a share in that. That's our inheritance. And it will never be taken away from us. And it's guarded through faith for a salvation, Peter said, ready to be revealed in the last time. And so that faith, that way of knowing and the capacity to see and to know what God has done for us in Christ is so important. It's powerful. It's powerful. As you see, Peter's now talked about hope. He's talked about faith. He's going to talk about love, the theological virtues that are given to us by God in baptism. It's a capacity to see God and to entrust ourselves to him, to live with a confidence and a conviction. We know where our life is headed. We know our destiny. And that sets us free from the domination of the fear that dominates this world, the fear of death, the fear of being diminished, the fear of aging, all of that, that just grips the mind and the will of human beings. That gets broken through faith and hope. The power of Christ, the power of faith and hope breaks the domination of the powers of sin and death over us, the dominion and the reign of sin, expressed by the writer of Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. It said it's the devil's strategy to enslave the human race through the fear of death. Just take that sentence and chew on it. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you what does that mean, and ask him to open your eyes to see it in the world around you. Where and how is the devil trying to enslave the human race today through the fear of death? And how does that get manifested? In the decisions we make, the laws we put in place, the pattern of life we choose, the people we decide to run with. It's so clear. You can see it through the eyes of faith. You'll be shocked. The eyes of faith, it's like being enlightened. You can see what God sees. I mean, not every person sees everything God sees, obviously. But faith is a window. It's a capacity to see enough of what's going on, to grasp it, to see God and to see ourselves and our world in relationship to God. Too many of us are living with an optic that belongs to the world, that belongs to a world that denies God, suppresses the truth about God, ignores God, hates God, resists God. All of that's there. And so you see these crazy worldviews constantly being promulgated, communicated. I mean, just yesterday, reading people saying a new craze that the world is overpopulated now. It's too much. I mean, we had that dipped for a while, but now it's back. And we've got to get off the planet because we're in this crisis situation, because it's an overpopulated world and we're all going to end up dying and destroying ourselves, says who? Stephen Hawking. And what's our hope? Our hope is artificial intelligence. Our hope is, it's not God. It's not the eternal God, the God who made us, the God who can provide for us, the God who will lead us. And if we trust and believe in him and live by his grace and power, we'll be able to live in this world the way he created us to do it. But the ironic thing is we're actually going to destroy. The answer to the fear that dominates, in the case of Stephen Hawking, he's talking about the rise of artificial intelligence, the new robots. He said they're going to surpass us. They're actually going to happen. They're going to control us if we're not careful. But what they're going to do is give us hope. They're going to give us hope. How? Because their intelligence, their capacity to understand and acquire knowledge is going to be so fast and so great, they're going to get us off this planet and let us live somewhere else in the cosmos. Now, how's that for a bizarre religious worldview? He thinks it's scientific. But what is he doing? What he's doing is he's putting his hope in our creation, our capacity to create, our capacity to save ourselves. He's violating the truth. He's ignoring God. He's a creature, I'm a creature, and there's a creator. We're not completely alone in the cosmos, subject only to our own lights. Proverbs 3, trust not in your own understanding. Lean not on your own understanding. What Stephen Hawking needs is God's grace, is faith, is hope, is a capacity to see. Robots are not our salvation. Robots are not going to save the human race. And most of all, human technique is ultimately not going to save the human race. This world is going to pass away, just like Dr. Hawking is going to pass away, and I'm going to pass away. So Peter describes how the world now, you could see how the world resists the gospel and the good news. So Peter just went through this beautiful litany of where faith and hope has led us. And he says this, in this you rejoice, in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and the faith and hope that you see that you're living in. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold, which though perishable, is tested by fire, it may redound to the praise and the glory and honor at the revelation of God. Of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's a mouthful, but let's break it open here. This is verse 6. So they're living in joy, right? First of all, they're rejoicing in the facts of salvation. They're rejoicing in what they know is true about God and what they know is true about themselves, what God has done in them. Though now for a while, though, you may have to suffer various trials. So Peter's acknowledging another fact. The fact is these brothers and sisters, new small communities of Christians living in a pagan empire that demands that people acknowledge the emperor as a king and a god. The title of the emperor was Dominus et Deus Muster, my Lord and my God. And there was a whole kind of religious emperor cult where people burn incense to acknowledge the absolute uniqueness of the emperor. The emperor is a kind of demigod. Well, along come these Christians now who may at one time in their life burned incense to the emperor, but now they know who God is. They know the Lord. They've encountered Christ. And they want to be good citizens, but they're not going to give to Caesar what belongs to God. They'll give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. They'll pay their taxes or do whatever it is they need to do to abide by what laws are just and true. But they're not going to give to Caesar what belongs to God. They're not going to bend their knee and call a creature God. They're not going to pretend that he's God or that he's their savior or that they can put their hope in him and trust in him. Friends, don't ever put your hope and your faith in any human being. Every human being on the planet is a creature. Every human being, no matter how powerful they seem, no matter how good they seem, don't put all your hope and trust in them because they're going to fail. They have clay feet. They're sinful just like you. Only in God will you find absolute total faithfulness and power capable of fulfilling his promises, a love capable of being covenanted to you all the way till the end. That's God, and that's the heart of God. And so Peter is acknowledging that he understands that these brothers and sisters are facing pressure from the world to conform. And then he helps them understand the value of suffering. He says, for a little while, you have to suffer various trials. Why? So that the genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold, which though perishable, is tested by fire. He's talking about like the melting, he's making an analogy like the melting process, is that what you call it with gold? Gold has certain impurities in it, gets melted down so that the impurities can be taken out and the gold can be perfect. It can be perfected and pure. How does that happen? Well, it happens for the Christian through persecution, through trial, through difficulty. He says here in chapter 3, verse 13, he says, now, who is there to harm you if you're zealous for what is right? But even if you do suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled, but in your hearts reverence Christ as Lord. So Peter's telling them to not be afraid of suffering and trial. That in this world, remember, you're in a hostile world that resists God. So if you're standing in God, in the will of God, and you're witnessing God's will, and you're not compromising, you're living in a way that's countercultural, you're going to prick the conscience of people around you, and they're not going to like that because they're working overtime to try to get their conscience to genuflect to their own self-will. That is, to silence their conscience, the voice of God in them that says, do good, avoid evil. Danger this way, safety that way. Avoid the darkness, come into the light. And what human beings do, what we do is we suppress our conscience. We kind of silence the voice of conscience. And then or what we try to do is we try to make whatever we want to do that we know instinctively is bad, we call it a good so that we can feel better about ourselves and convince people that we're still good. So take, for example, euthanasia. That's happening now. That's, for example, the law of the land across Canada. The prime minister, who's Catholic, calls himself Catholic, acts like that's this profound loving act now that we're going to do everything we can to inspire and convince human beings to take their own life, despite the fact that God says, your life is not your own. I give life and I take it away. It's another prerogative of God that human beings are demanding for themselves. And that's a wicked and an evil thing. It's profoundly evil. And it's spiritually very, very dangerous. But what does the Catholic prime minister do? You know, he struts around the country and says, no, this is mercy. This is wonderful. This is kindness. This is love. He turns what's dark, he tries to make it light. He tries to call evil good, which is what the prophets of the Old Testament warned against, right? And so we see, for example, in Hebrews chapter 5, talking about Jesus, verse 7 and following, it says, in the days when he was in the flesh, Jesus offered prayers and supplication with loud cries and tears to God, to him who was able to save him from death, and he was heard for his godly fear. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. Being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all those who obey in him. Friends, in this world, we're going to suffer. It's important for us to see God's will in the midst of it if he doesn't take it away. He wants to purify you in your trust and your radical abandonment to him. It'll abound for your eternal glory if you say yes to it. Have a great weekend. God bless you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.